Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Bluewater Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news around the nation. On the scene here at the supermarket, there seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the hostess cakes looking at the ding-dongs, and here he comes. He run by the cucumbers and took a left over there by the honey buns. Ethel was over there by the meat department looking at the rump roast. I hollered, "Stop him, Ethel!" But it was too late. She done fell over into pork loins, and that naked so-and-so got away with our portfolio.
Don't let some streaker run away with your portfolio. Call David Earnest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Let David Earnest put his almost 40 years of experience to work for you. Call 279-7431. Call David Earnest today. Boogity, boogity.
Hey, here he comes again. Who's that with him? It's David Earnest.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. And he's naked.
Well, he's just trying to catch the guy who took your portfolio, and that cuts down on the wind resistance.
Really? What a guy.
From our super secret studios, where never is heard a discouraging word, but there is a lot of eye rolling. It's the Health and Wealth Show. So sit back and enjoy the fun and the frivolity. As a matter of fact, we just got in a new case of frivolity, so this is going to be pretty fresh tonight. Now, here he is, the ya-ya of the Yankee dollar, the grand poobah of greenbacks, the man who told Elvis, "Boy, you're wasting your time driving a truck. You should get into real estate." It's David Earnest.
Thank you. Thank you, Rusty. Thank you very much.
Boogity, boogity.
Boogity, boogity.
Boogity, boogity.
How boogity, boogity. Hey, we're living in another reality here. Did you know that?
I didn't even know we were.
We're in a multiverse, man.
I didn't know we were even actually in a reality.
Well, according to Mr. Biden here, he lives in another reality.
I think all of them do.
He informed half of Americans died, 150 million from gun violence, since 2007. So I heard, I don't know if he said that or not. I heard he said it. But if he did, I don't want his reality.
He did say that.
And I don't want any of the realities.
Well, you know who, here's some reality. You know who else said something?
What's that?
Michael Bloomberg said something here.
Go ahead. Let's hear what he had to say.
Mayor Bloomberg, please.
Let's just go on the record. They talked about 40 Democrats. 21 of those were people that I spent $100 million to help elect. All of the new Democrats that came in and put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I got them.
That's a fraudulent slip. Oh, I've heard of those, you know. What you're thinking, you say, and you go, uh-oh.
And he did.
And he said it.
Bought them.
Yeah, that's a bad reality right there.
Well, what other reality is there that we should probably be living in?
Well, we're living in the reality of unreasonableness.
Yeah.
It's unreasonable to think that everything's going to be okay all the time. It's unreasonable to think that the coronavirus is going to kill us all. It's not going to kill us all. It may cause a dent in some things. I've read some statistics. There's more people die of the flu than coronavirus. I mean, it's just, it's going to be a problem. But what we really need to be checking into the reality of is the cost of financial procrastination when we need to be doing some things about our portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what should we be doing? Well, there's a lot of things you should be doing. First of all, you should be saving some money. That's number one.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what kind of virus is lurking, you need to be saving your money. Okay? Number one. Number two, you don't need to believe everything you hear.
Exactly.
Because there's a bunch of craziness out there. And number three, you need to be in defense mode when the fools get into their reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing right now. They're messing up the reality that we had before they started telling a bunch of lies about what was going to do all these things.
Well, I believe that the Democrats are trying to weaponize this to use it against Donald Trump.
That's their reality.
The person who is coming out and giving out all these reports and everything and making the stock market go crazy, this person from the CDC, is related to that Rob Rosenstein.
I heard that.
And, you know, that can't be
a coincidence.
No.
I mean, just think about it. We're not that stupid, are we?
And there are some out there.
And we're not ignorant enough to not check our portfolios. That's the other thing. Don't just sit around and say everything's going to be all right. Have someone look at your stuff. You know, you go to the doctor and get a checkup, make sure everything's all right. You need to be in somewhat of a defensive mode. It depends on your age and where you are in life. Now, if you're older, you need to be extremely defensive if you can still make a lot of money in defense mode. Why? Live in the reality of the coronavirus tearing up everything, because it's stupid anyway. It's stupid that it can tear up everything, but human emotion is stupid. In other words, stupid is as stupid does.
Mm-hmm.
If they tell you to jump off the cliff, they all say, where do you want us to jump?
Which
and they all jump.
There you go.
And that's what's going on right now. And you got Trump saying, wait a minute, it's not that bad, guys. It's not that bad. But they're all acting like fools. Have you ever seen, like, animals act crazy because of some little something, or people that act crazy because of some little something? And it's not really that bad, but they turn it into a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just craziness that's going on out here. The whole thing is insane. But because humans are like they are, several reasons why they like they are, whatever they are, be in the reality of being careful. Get a checkup. Call somebody about your reality and find out what's going on in your portfolio that might could be a little more defensive in this crazy, crazy world that we're having to live in.
Exactly. There's lots of crazy folks running loose out there, and they just want to believe everything they hear, and they want the government to give them free stuff, and I think they're really working against us.
Well, you know, it all boils down to a lot of different things, but procrastination is one of the things that we have to fight every day, you know, and the world lives in procrastination and then overreacting. They procrastinate, and then they overreact. And that's what they've been doing. They've been procrastinating. Oh, the stock market's getting higher. Yeah. Well, it's never been this high before. Well, statistically, it's never done this. I wonder if I should look at something and maybe adjust my portfolio. You know, that might be a good idea, but let's just wait a little further. And then something happens, and then it starts doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and people just say, you know, maybe I ought to do something. There's a truck coming at you. Maybe you ought to get off the road.
Uh-huh. You know, what I think is a good example is bread and milk.
Bread and milk?
Every time we have some weather, everybody got to run get all the bread and milk.
Because somebody else might get it.
Yeah, we got to run get that bread and milk.
It's a mob reaction.
There's other stuff. They get water.
All batteries.
Batteries, yeah.
Water. You know, it's not like we're getting enough water. If you're in a hurricane, there's an awful lot of water coming down. You know, it's not like we're going to, you know, die of dehydration or
something. Might have to boil it, but there's plenty of water.
Yeah, well, you're not going to boil it unless you got some matches or something. But
you want to get matches at the store. Yeah.
So I'm not saying to overreact to anything. I'm just saying react.
Mm-hmm.
Check up. Make sure. You got a fever? It's been, you had a fever for several days. Maybe you need to find out what's causing the fever.
You might want to check with somebody.
And hopefully it's not coronavirus. If it is, maybe you caught it from a kind of corona. I don't know, but a kind of corona. You know why? You know why it could be a kind of corona?
There's several different strains, right?
Because most colds come from coronaviruses,
mm-hmm.
and so this little virus is probably nothing more than the little virus has been floating around for a while, but it kind of changed enough that it could cause some havoc,
mm-hmm.
you know, and. The little stock market is not any different than it's been for years. It goes up, it goes down. But when something goes wrong that's crazy, it causes havoc. It causes people to lose their wits. You know, just like this little coronavirus, people are going crazy. Well, I'm not going to go. I'm going to fasten down, and I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm just going to board up my house, and if you come in the door, I'll probably shoot you. Because you might bring in a coronavirus.
Don't want to get the coronavirus.
Or you might want to be, put on a mask and run around and look like the Lone Ranger. Well, no, they don't look like the Lone Ranger. What do they look like?
It's kind of weird. Dr. Ben Casey.
Dr. Ben Casey or Dr. Kildare?
Dr. Kildare.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Ben Casey, that was, that's going back there. That's, you know, the Ben Casey doctor suit, you know, that's got the little buttons up there and it kind of hangs around.
Yeah.
It's pretty... Pretty neat, you know, and of course he knew everything. He was a wise guy.
Uh-huh.
But who was that doctor that went on and was like a family? Dr. Welby, I think.
Marcus Welby, M.D.
Yeah, he was good. And then there was a guy who used to have a lot of hair, and then he lost it. And I think he used to ride a horse. What was that guy's name? Purdell.
Purnell Roberts.
Purnell Roberts.
He was Trapper John after the war and everything.
Yeah,
you know, because they were over. Trapper John was on MASH.
Yeah.
But Purnell Roberts did not play that part. He was Adam on the Cartwrights on the Bonanza.
He had more hair then.
I think he might have rented that hair.
You're kidding.
I think there was some kind of deal one time. Michael Landon was the only one who did not wear a hairpiece. He talked about that. And if you ever look at Hoss, that was a hairpiece.
Yeah.
And
really? Hoss had a hairpiece?
Uh-huh. But it didn't look like he had enough hair. I mean, if I'm going to get a hairpiece...
He had that hat on most of the time. The big 15-gallon hat.
I loved it when Hoss was in the show. You know,
if
it was about Hoss and something he was up to, those were good.
Too bad he didn't live. I think it was about 45.
He died very young. Yeah. I think it was complications from gallbladder surgery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So complications can cause all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we got a complication because people are probably overreacting. But overreactions cause things that are underlying to be significant.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that the market was too high anyway, probably because of statistics mm-hmm. and, you know, realization, they said, wait a minute, we need to slow this thing down. So if it continues to slow down, and I'm not saying it's going to, this might just be a bump in the road. I don't know. But if something does happen that causes it to get worse,
mm-hmm.
some craziness that's going on, just like it's been going on, you know, it doesn't make any sense, some crazy stuff, like, you know, they say 150 million people have been shot since 2007, and people believe it.
Well, he's running for Senate, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's running for the Senate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, he needs to be sentenced, that's for sure.
And if you're not going to vote for him, vote for the other Biden. And I ain't figured that one out yet.
Well, that's the one that really needs to be sentenced because he's been stealing money from the Ukrainians, I think. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that, should I say?
I think they were, they were giving him that money.
Oh, that's right. He's not stealing it. They're giving it to him. Well, that's a different story altogether. But
just a nicer way of saying he's stealing it somehow.
The thing is, it's true when it comes to finances and investment. You know, people just don't want to do anything about it until it's later in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody really wants to. I'll give you an example. My phone today, my cell phone.
You were having problems with your phone.
Well, I've been having trouble for a while. I've just been letting it pile up with information, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been procrastinating. Yeah, I do that too. because I've been busy doing other things, like looking at people's portfolios and trying to make sure everything's working, right?
Right.
So I've been ignoring my little old phone. Well, today it just quit. It said, no more, I can't do any more. Well, that was too far along. I should have been in what we call, what is it when you have to do something right then?
Panic mode.
Panic mode, yes. I went into panic mode. I stopped everything, and then I had to take a half a day to get this thing to work, okay? Mm-hmm. There's no need in doing it. I shouldn't have done that. Okay, so I'm not perfect. But the thing is, we shouldn't go into panic mode when it comes to something very important, and that is our well-being. Our well-being, the most important two things on the face of this earth to an individual besides their belief in God and their families is their health and their wealth. And you should never, ever ignore those two things. What's going on? People are just sitting out there looking at what's going on. And they're going, wonder if I should be doing something about that. Should I get a checkup on what I have? Could I lose more money if I wait? Well, we don't know, but what are you in? Mm. Are you in something dangerous? Are you in something that could go down fast? Or are you in something that's real safe? Maybe you're in something that's real safe, but it can't make a lot of money because it don't make much money.
Right.
Because it is too safe. But there are some safety things that you could be in that can make a good amount of money and still can't go down. Have you ever looked at that? You know, what about your taxes? Have you done something to mitigate those and make them lower? I was talking to somebody today, and they were doing things with their income that needed to be. I mean, it was obvious they needed to be adjusted.
Right.
And it was the way they were doing, using their income. They were in very high income, extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were taking money out and giving it to other folks that were in low income. And I'm going, wait a minute. You shouldn't be doing that. Wait until you get into a lower, in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you're not going to be in a high income level.
Right.
Give it to them then. Let it save up and then give it to them then. Put it into deferred income or, you know, in other words, defer your taxes.
Right.
So there's all kinds of ways to fight the system so that it won't take away. And one of the things you need to do is look at your taxes and also look at the situation that you're in your investments, because if they're in an area that can go down fast, that could be worse than taxes taken away. And the two of them together hit you, you got a double whammy going on there.
Right. So you're thinking about this, and you're listening, and you're thinking, you know, that makes sense. That David, he's hits right to home, man. He's making all kind of sense. How can I do what he's saying? How can I check on this? How can I get things rolling? Well, grab your phone. Not if your phone's like David's and quit working today, but get one that works.
No, don't use my phone. Yeah, it's working now.
Yeah, well, get one that's working. David will let you use his, but it'd be kind of crazy to call him on his phone. Anyhow, call David at 279-7431, and he will help you look into this. He will help you avoid the virus that could come along and make your portfolio sick. There you go.
Yeah, you know, your portfolio can get, it can be sick and you don't even know it.
Right.
My dog, I said this I think yesterday or the day before, I didn't know my dog was sick. We took it to the vet for a checkup. I spent money on it to have his teeth cleaned. It put it to sleep. And I go up there and I say, I want to get my dog. And the little girl, she said, well, you can't have your dog. Why is that? Well, the doctor needs to talk to you.
Your dog has been repossessed.
I said, well, where's the doctor? They said, well, she's not here yet. I'm like, well, where is she? Well, she don't come in until, 8:30 a.m. or whatever. So I go down and get me a little breakfast, and I come back, and I say, okay, I want my dog. They say, oh, you got to talk to the doctor. I go in there, and I talk to the doctor. Bad things are going on that I didn't know were going on with my dog.
Uh-huh.
Internally, my dog was dying. If I didn't do something about it. The dog had heartworm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's something that happens on the inside out. I had no earthly idea that my dog had a heartworm. How could I even know? I'm not a doctor of veterinary medicine. I had a suspicion a few days ago when it kind of went like that. Mm-hmm. I thought, that dog's either got a cold or something might be wrong with his heart.
That dog's sneaking around smoking. Little tiny cigarettes. She's a little filter tip.
Well, you never know about a dog, you know.
Well, you never know.
Be snorting
maybe,
or
maybe
something.
He smokes a pipe. I don't know.
Anyway, the point is, I had no earthly idea, but it just so happened I took my dog to have a checkup, like you're supposed to do, right?
Uh-huh.
And I found a problem, a bad problem. My dog could die. The doctor says, if you don't do something, this dog could die. Well, I'm going to do something. I'm going to let him treat the dog. Taking him back in Monday for full treatment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They gave him some treatment before I left, but I'm going to take him back in Monday, and we're going to have full treatment. And then I'll save my dog. Hopefully, my dog won't die.
And the cough will go away.
And the cough will go away, and maybe the dog will feel better. I didn't look. Is your portfolio potentially sick? Does it have something inside of it that could make it go away or make something change that you don't want changed? I know about portfolios. I know how to look at them and see the inside of them to see what's going on inside the portfolio. I don't know how to do the dog.
Mm-hmm.
But that sounds pretty bad. I don't know how to do the dog. There's a dance called the dog.
Yeah.
But anyway... But I do know how to look inside a portfolio and see if it's sick mm-hmm. or could have a potential problem.
Well, like you were smart and took your dog to the vet, everybody else needs to be smart and take their portfolio to the portfolio vet, I guess you'd call it. And that's you.
As well, a vet is short for veteran, right?
Or vegetarian or vegetarian vegetarian. I don't know. Anyhow, call David at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Get that portfolio checked today.
You know, and there's all kinds of things you could be doing wrong with your portfolio. Number one, you may not even be nurturing your portfolio. When you nurture your dog, it really loves you more. You pet it. You give it water, you give it food, your dog's going to love you. When that dog looks at me, I know that dog loves me, or either he really appreciates a lot about that food that I've been giving him, you know. But if you don't nurture your portfolio,
mm-hmm.
you don't pet it, give it a little money, add a little bit of this to
mm-hmm.
it, feed it, in other words.
Take it on
You've
a walk,
got
you know?
To feed the portfolio because it loves to be fed to get bigger, you know. Puppies love to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feed the dog, it don't get bigger. It may not even survive.
Right.
So you've got to feed your portfolio. And you need to feed it in the right way. You need to feed it at the right time. But if something goes wrong or something could go wrong, you need to learn how to protect your portfolio just like you protect your family, just like you protect yourself, and just like you protect your animals.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get a checkup. You cannot use procrastination. I had a friend. For years I had said, friend, and I'm not going to say his name,
mm-hmm.
have you been to see a doctor? He said, I will. I've just been trying to get me some insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to go to the doctor and then label me as, you know, something might be wrong with me. I said, okay, get the insurance real quick and then go to the doctor. 6 months later, I asked him the same question. Have you gone to the doctor? Not yet. Same answer. I'm waiting till I can get this insurance. It takes you 6 months to decide whether you're going to get this insurance or not. Long story short, this person, before they could get their insurance
uh-huh.
and before they could go see the doctor, had a heart attack.
Mm.
And then they went to the doctor under a drastic situation and almost died.
Wow. They're doing better now?
Yeah, but the point is there's so much damage on the inside of them. No telling how much damage has been done. But, yes, they're surviving, but it was a close call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So close calls are not what you want. especially when it comes to your retirement money. You don't want to have a close call and say, whew, I'm glad we did this, or, oh, I wish we hadn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be prepared for any kind of disaster or any kind of thing that comes along. You don't want the coronavirus or some political thing or some kind of sickness in the financial world to make your portfolio sick. You know, when stocks go down, they don't really care. Like, it's you know, the indices, the stock, whatever. If everything goes down, it just all goes down. Because why? Because everything's going down.
Right.
They don't care whether the company's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear them, they say, well, the fundamentals are good. Well, fundamentals sometimes don't read the books. You know, fundamentals might be good, but everybody else is acting like a crazy fool.
Right.
You see? So having a financial checkup and maybe an adjustment. You know, a lot of people love to go to these chiropractors because they're saying, you know, I'm feeling a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
My bones are kind of popping, or I've got, you know, soreness or whatever. And I went to my doctor, and all he did was give me an anti-inflammatory, and then I got an ulcer. I'm going to go to the chiropractor, and maybe he could do something for me without me having to take all that medication. And maybe they do. They get an adjustment, and
right.
then they feel better. And maybe they live longer because they feel better. People live longer when they feel better. Stress is a horrible thing, a horrible thing to have, and you don't want any part of that. So if you're at your point in your life that you don't want any stress, an asset preservationist like me is a good person to take stress off of you because we have guarantees that keep everything on the path. And, yes, I can use the word guarantee because
yeah.
these are insurance products that guarantee things. So you have minimum guarantees. Like, number one, you can't lose anything you put in there ever. Guaranteed principal. Number two, you have a guaranteed minimum interest rate. Number three, if the stock market does good, you get a lot of gravy with it. And everybody loves a biscuit with the gravy.
Oh, yeah.
The biscuit's good. Better than nothing, though.
Right.
You've got the biscuit, though. But if you want the gravy, we got the gravy, too. So right now, if the market goes down, everybody loses their gravy, and sometimes they even lose their biscuit.
And you don't want to be sitting around without no biscuit and no gravy.
But at least with us, you still keep the biscuit, even though the gravy might not be there that year.
Yeah, but it'll come back. You know,
right.
The gravy
if you don't lose your biscuit, but if you lose your biscuit, uh-huh. what you going to pour the gravy on when it comes back?
You have to have an imaginary biscuit, and those just ain't, that ain't good. 272-9228, if you'd like to give us a call here on the radio tonight, talk about your portfolio, ask David a question, talk about the coronavirus. Talk about that fishing trip you went on. I don't care. Just give us a call, 272-9228. Let us know how you're doing this evening. I'm watching the
President Trump hold a briefing on coronavirus.
They're asking. Yeah. One guy says, well, in 2014, and I'm like, you know, that was a while back.
Briefings, he's just telling them, don't worry about it. It's mm-hmm. not going to kill all of us.
And
it's not like, who was it? Bernie said, how many million people died since?
Oh, that was Biden.
Biden said
150 million people.
150 million. Biden wants you to lose 150 million in taxes.
Not one of them was Epstein. Anyhow, Epstein didn't kill himself.
No, somebody killed him.
Somebody
probably hung him or choked him.
Somebody said they're getting their Weinstein memes together now. You know, why Weinstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's tied in with all these Democrats. I mean, big time. And Michelle Obama was on TV talking about what a wonderful person he is. They just look.
Oh
so bad.
Yeah. Well, then they always do that. Then if something goes wrong, they try to separate themselves from them. You know.
Oh yeah.
But you know, the reality is, living a long life may be the least of a person's worries if their assets aren't enough to support them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a very critical thing to think about. You don't want your money to go away.
No.
You know. You don't want your health to go away. And yeah, we're afraid of coronavirus. But you know, reality is the coronavirus is probably not going to attack most people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
odds are.
Anytime. Wait a minute. Oh. I'm sorry. We have the TVs on in here, and the woman has this big blotch in the middle of her head. She must be Catholic because it's Ash Wednesday.
Oh, well, I thought of coronavirus.
I did, too. I said, oh, God, she's got the mark of the beast on it. But she must have been to church this morning and got...
I guess that's what it was.
Yeah. But it was kind of shocking. I thought maybe she did have that. But I think anytime the media gets hold of this and the state that the media is in now, and it's been turned into a sap, if you know what I'm talking about, a blackjack or something that they use to go around assaulting the present administration with, that's what they do. They just take everything and just weaponize it and trying to...
I mean, you know, the calming effect is that we really should know that things go up and down and things get good and bad. The things that I'm talking about is... If you're older and you don't have enough time for things to get better again, like 10 years or 20, you know, like I said, Warren Buffett said, well, I don't worry about it. We invest on 20 and 30-year intervals. I'm going, he's 83.
Well, he sold his soul to the devil. I said, he's going to live forever.
Maybe. But the point is, if you got $100 billion, you don't have to worry whether if you lose $50 billion.
I know.
But if you've got $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $600,000 or $1 million, and you lose half of it, it's going to hurt. Especially if it takes 10 years or more to come back. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm not saying it at all. All I'm saying is you don't want to be in the situation where you could be hit hard by something because of all these fools out here.
Mm-hmm.
We have no control over all these fools on the road. We have no controls on the fools in the market. And we especially don't have control over those fools over there that's fooling with the coronavirus. And, you know, none of it. We don't have any control over him.
Speaking of fools, what's his name? Computer boy. Gates.
Yeah.
Bill Gates. He's talking about, well, you know, I wouldn't mind paying $2-3 billion in taxes. Well, Bill, you got $2-3 million. You know, if you get up off of that, you could help some people.
Well, if he don't mind it, why don't he just write a check out to the U.S. Treasury and give it to them?
And everybody,
I mean, what's wrong with him?
Everybody going off about the tax cuts we got.
I mean, if you really want to give it to the government, I'm 100% sure they'll take it.
Send it back. If you that much against the tax cuts, send it back.
Go ahead and give them the money. And Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, you guys stop lying about what you're doing. They say, well, I'm giving all my money away. I heard Bloomberg say that. He said, I'm giving it all away. You know, they're a bunch of lying fools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they think we're a fool, when you give your money away through these nonprofits, you're keeping it all. And you say, well, that sounds crazy, David.
Yeah, David, that sounds crazy.
That sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. I can sit up here and say, well, I'm giving all my money away. If you're putting it in a nonprofit, and the nonprofit's going to pay you and your kids billions of dollars for billions of years.
Yeah.
What did you give away? You just took it away from the government's what you did.
Well, there's something I have learned in my brief walk on this planet that, because it really is brief. When you blink, it's gone. So,
yeah,
think about that. Anyhow, I saw where they're going to try to remove the sales tax on groceries in Alabama.
I saw that.
Now, I know one thing. The government gets a clause in you for some taxes. If they cut something, something else is going to go up.
Oh, don't you know?
Because, I mean, they
look at the Secure Act.
Uh-huh.
They said, oh, we're going to do all these things. You won't have to take money out of your IRA until you're 72.
Mm-hmm.
But what they didn't say is, by the way, we've raised all the taxes effectively on all IRAs by 33%.
And
you're going, huh? They didn't say that. They didn't tell you that because they took the stretch away.
Uh-huh.
Most of the stretch in the way.
And Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
So we're going to have this is Medicare for all. We're going to have free health care and everything. Well, he said, we're not going to be paying... what do you call it? Premiums.
Oh, yeah.
But our taxes are going to go up. So where are you saving me any money, Bernie?
Plus, you're going to get it into what we, you know, where you have to ration things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you talk to all these other countries like Canada, mm-hmm. England, and all these other places, you know. And I'd heard it on the, what was the guy up there, Buttigieg, whatever his name is.
Booty Man?
Yeah, the Booty Man. He said, Bernie, you know, even Belgium wants to keep, even though they've got your kind, you know, they got some of the socialistic medicine in place, they still got enough sense, I'm paraphrasing, to keep insurance, like private insurance.
Right.
You know why? In my opinion. Just like the reason why the Canadians can want to buy it sometime or come over here, so come across the line and get.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that you're dead a lot of times before they even run the test on you to find out what's wrong with you? You have to stand in a line that's miles and miles long to get an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you get up there, you're already dead. And then they cart you off and say, Well,
it was
we don't
God's
have to fool
will.
With that one.
God's will. It's, he's dead now.
I know it. And so, you know, okay. So they save money because they don't spend it and they pocket it. Look, do you really want a bureaucracy running the show? Where do you think all that money goes? We don't know. It goes down holes. Look at what happened to Montgomery County. School system.
And
where did the money go?
$700,000 unaccounted for, but they think it went to strip clubs, liquor, in people's pockets. And
well, even the strip clubs have to have money, I guess.
Well, they don't have pockets, but they put it somewhere. Anyhow, they sent letters to these people. Could you give us that money back? How come they didn't send the police over there?
Yeah, why didn't they say, hey, give us... Well, you know...
Isn't that stealing?
Well, let me tell you something that happened one time. One time this old guy cheated some folks, and I had to get involved to go get the money back for the client. I got it back for him. I got it back.
Did you take a couple of
boys? It didn't have anything to do with me. I didn't do anything.
You take a couple of boys over there and work them over?
Well, what happened, this guy had stolen some money. He took an investment. He did some fraud, and he put it in another program, and he wanted to run off and take a commission twice. So he runs over in Georgia. And I call up the attorney general and all these other people. I said, why don't you go over there and get him? We know where he's at. He's sitting over here at such and place, and he stole $50,000. And you know what they told me?
What's that?
Well, that wasn't a violent crime. I said, well, wait a minute. What if I took a gun and put it to your head and stole $50,000? Oh, well, we'll come get you then. I'm going, what's the difference? Steal with a pen or steal with a gun? They're still stealing. Right?
Yep.
So what was the difference? The difference is it was with a pen.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go to the pen when they get still with a pen.
And this $700,000 that went missing and misappropriated, as they say. Well, now they're wanting to raise property taxes. It's like it's not much. It's like a mill or two or three mills. That's like a part of a penny.
Right.
It adds up to, couple of hundred, $200-$300.
But you know what an old timer told me?
What's that?
He said, Sonny, pennies make dollars.
Yes. I know who that was, too. Old Marmaduke.
Yeah,
you
did.
That,
but you see what I'm talking about. You get enough pennies, you got some dollars.
That makes sense.
Yes, it does.
But the thing is, you know, they're wanting to raise property taxes now to take care of education. No, don't do that. Get into education, find out where all the money's going. I mean, that's just that is stealing. And you know, they had they had an article on I think it was on WSFA. They had the thing on there, and it had all the people's names in there.
Yeah,
that had taken this money,
right?
And I must say, allegedly, because I don't know, and I don't know the guy's name, he set his wife up as a vendor, selling shirts and paraphernalia, you know, like for the school. Nobody got anything. He got $300,000.
See, that's just wrong.
And just went away with it.
That's just wrong.
And the strip clubs, I mean. I'm sorry, man. You go in there and at one night and drop $10,000-$12,000. You can't look at that many breastises without going blind.
There's just a lot of wrong out there.
Oh yeah,
well, it's wrong for somebody to go into politics making $170,000-$190,000 a year and come out with mega millions.
That's why I say send
me. Or even billions.
That's why I say send me, and I give everybody access to my bank account to see what it looks like.
Yeah, and they talk about access to their taxes and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, Trump. he don't want them to look at his taxes. It's none of the dang business.
Exactly.
Because he's smart. Look, he didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He did nothing wrong, but he's smart enough to utilize all the business things that he can use on his taxes, and they're just jealous.
You heard what he said.
What's that?
So how much you pay in taxes? As little as I can. Everybody does that.
Right.
Everybody with any sense takes every deduction, everything they can, without getting in trouble.
And they're the fools that created it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't want it. We didn't want the IRS. We didn't want all this stuff. There's better systems that could be made to collect money from us.
Mm-hmm.
And we sure don't want folks to take the money and then misuse it, you know, do things with it that they're not supposed to do, like put it in their bank account.
Or go to the strip club.
Or go to the strip club. But in your portfolio, the stock market can be a thief, too.
Mm-hmm.
It can be. They can say, well, you know, it's just too bad you lost it in the market. That's a shame, you know. Well, what's right about that when those turkeys up there in Wall Street know exactly when to pull the money out, usually, or how to hedge their bets? That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We hedge the bet so that you won't fret. That's what you got to do. You hedge the bet so you won't fret.
And you ain't seen nothing yet.
And you ain't seen nothing yet because we made 12% last year.
No regret.
No regret by hedging the bet. We can't lose.
We're set.
We're set. And it's all guaranteed by insurance companies. So why would you want to fret all the time? And why would you not want to hedge the bet when you're old? Why would you not want to hedge some of the bet when you're young?
There you go.
You know, there's just so much stuff. And when I see it, I get so upset because people don't know or understand the system.
And, you know, if you ask David, if you call him at 279-7431, set up an appointment, go by and see him. Him and Leah might even take you to lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll tell you all this stuff. What's that word? Free. He'll tell you for free.
There's no monopoly on those words.
No.
And
there's
they're
no,
free.
There's no obligation.
I can use them.
Yes, you can.
I can even say, call me Alabama.
Yes, you can.
Call me Montgomery. I can say it.
I saw one the other day. I can't think of the guy's last name or first name, but it's Floyd. It was a call Floyd. Says, we'll sue him and get you a lot of money. Yeah, get you a haircut, too. Ooh.
Yeah.
Call Floyd.
You don't want to get too big of a haircut.
No.
Yeah, that's not any fun.
I got to thinking.
You get shaved, you don't have anything left.
I got to thinking, too, you know, if they go in the strip club, spend that much money, that you know they got to have somebody with a wheelbarrow with all them ones in it, because, you know, that's the coin of the realm there is one, you know.
Yeah,
and I tell you what, if you put the five in the little leg band, leave it in there, because the stripper don't like to make change.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
And the government don't either.
No.
That's the reason why they like to keep your money all year before they send it back. You know, now, I love everybody, but when I hear this, it makes me want to say things, and I don't say them, but I'm going to say them today.
Throw it out there, man.
People say, well, you know what, David, we're going to be in good shape at the end of the year when we get our tax refund.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much you going to get? Well, we're going to get $10,000. Say what? You let them turkeys use your $10,000 for 12 months at no interest?
And then they send it back to you and charge you tax on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, what's going on around here? You got to list your refund with the state. So that's considered a tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, look, you want to get it down as low as you can, and maybe if you owe just a little bit, it's okay. But the money that you got down real low, maybe you could have put it in your retirement plan and not paid taxes on it and kept it. You could have been put it in your 401k or your IRA, and then it would have been better. And then, sure, you wouldn't get a big return back, but it would be better for you in the long run. Oh, you know, of course, you know, people do stuff like, you know, fix the car.
Or get a car.
But look, if that was what you wanted to do, you needed to save the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not against people waiting on tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like that old analogy called forced savings. I get it. It makes you do what you wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But it still don't make sense when it comes to math.
I think it's a psychological thing.
Yeah.
That check comes in, you got a check for $2,500, $3,000. You're like, wow, we in the money. Yeah. And it makes
and
you
the
excited.
Government, you in the money, but the government didn't give it to you, honey.
Right. Yeah, but you just kind of ignore all
they
that.
They used and, your money.
Yeah. And no telling
and
what
they think it's funny.
No telling what they did with it. But
well, they probably spent it on strip joints and what's that stuff they do in Washington? I mean, you know, I don't know what all they do up there.
They do crazy stuff. And, you know, they even had to pay for gas, too, because there ain't no strip clubs around here. I think there's one up in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Not that I've been up there, but I think there's one up there.
Well, maybe they go to another state.
I'm sure they probably had to go over to Georgia.
Florida, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, look, I don't care what they do as long as they don't use my money or our money.
Exactly.
That was our money. And I don't care about the government using, you know, money they print, because that's all they're doing anyway is printing the money. But if they use our money or your money, then it's money we couldn't invest it and made money on, you know? And when a balloon pops that had a lot of hot air in it, then things go away, too. And I'm sitting here looking at the Dow Jones, and it went down again. That's not so good.
Yeah, and
three times in a row like that.
Well, it was coming back up this morning, and they came out with another coronavirus thing.
I mean, look, it needed to do a correction because it was just too fat. And maybe this will help things in the long run, but it might keep going down, and that's the problem if we're at the wrong time in life. We don't want it to keep going down. We might need it. You don't want to need it and not have it.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about. So, anyway, it's and these other things that could hit us. Like as we age, nobody wants to hear this or talk about it. Long-term care. Who's going to pay for that? Guess who's not going to pay for it? Unless you're broke.
That'd be the government.
The government won't pay for long-term care on people who've got money. And it doesn't matter if it's just a little bit. But you, as long as you've got more than $2,500 to your name, they're not going to let you have anything at all. They're going to make you pay out of your own money until you get down to $2,499.99.
Mm-hmm. Do I have a thoughtful look on my face? Like I'm really thinking about something. I was sitting here trying to think about what song could we play for our friends over at the school board that spent $700,000.
Play the money song. Pink Floyd. Oh, that.
Oh, you can hear that? I thought I was thinking that. I was thinking out loud, I guess. I thought maybe.
Joe Namath loved that song.
Well, that Broadway Joe. Anyway,
but, you know, he was shaving his face, and they were shaving us.
But Joe was making some coin, you know.
He was making some coins, and we were losing them.
So, 272-9228 if you'd like to give us a call. And, you know, even with that smudge on her head, she's still an attractive woman.
Who's that?
That lady on the TV with her Ash Wednesday thing on her forehead.
Well, I'm so used to looking at all kinds of crazy stuff, I would have never picked it up if I hadn't said it.
Boy, if they put one on his forehead, it'd take all day.
Now here's a guy. Yeah. No, he don't even have a forehead.
He got like
no hair on it.
Nothing.
Well, he's trying to write a book, that guy is, on the coronavirus, how it's going to affect the economics and all that.
Oh, he's writing one already?
Well, evidently he's talking about it.
All right.
So, you know, things that shouldn't matter, that they make matter. That's just... It's just craziness going on out there. You know, why do they react so much? Okay, because the Chinese are shutting down is the big thing with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're shutting the doors, they're boarding up the doors, they're putting on masks, and they're sitting in the corner and they're saying, don't touch me, don't get around me, and I'm not going to work, I'm not going to get out of this corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it affects everybody.
I still think, you know, they've had a lot of problems over there. Like I said, 6 weeks ago, they were out protesting, and they couldn't do nothing with them. And then all of a sudden, this coronavirus is out, and they're all hiding out in the house. afraid to get this, afraid they're going to die. I wonder if it is really as bad over there as they're making us think.
Oh,
or
no.
They're just using this to control these folks. Because, you know, I think back to, I don't remember when it was, the Tiananmen Square.
Uh-huh.
You know, where they're out protesting and the soldiers got out and chasing them around in tanks and stuff. You know, these folks over there, they lived under communism.
Oh, yeah.
And they have more freedom now, I think, than they ever have. And they were out there with American flags.
But,
they were protesting.
But there's some retrograde going on there in Hong Kong. I mean, they don't have the freedoms they had.
Mm-hmm.
You got China trying to choke them down. But the reality of it all is that our economy and their economy, we're mingled up pretty tight.
If we
need them, they need us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some little, offset's going to cause a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to be aware of it. But it's not the end of the world. But why take risk on your investments? If you want to be sure that you got it there, just make sure it's there. And if you still want to make money, use something that makes money that makes sure it's still there. What's wrong with that? Why take all that risk when you're getting older? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
You can protect your money from any virus. Y'all just have to call David Ernest, 279-7431. He will inoculate your portfolio.
That's right.
And make it feel better. Keep all those germs away from it that want to take your money.
We don't use reverse transcription like they do in the DNA, RNA killing of viruses. We use reverse compound interest.
That's just...
And it works perfect.
It's much stronger than that other thing.
I know it.
279-7431. Call David Ernest today. We've got a few minutes left, but just a couple things. Tomorrow night, conspiracy night.
Right.
Yeah.
Terry Adams. I'm sure that coronavirus is going to be lurking in that show.
Oh, yeah. And Friday night, I guess, is the return of a classic program here on the Health and Wealth Show.
Yeah.
So we'll be off then. But Saturday, I wanted to mention this again. Our friends, the Cleghorns, they're having a memorial service for Matthew, who passed away suddenly here. It's been a couple of weeks ago, and that's going to be from 2 until 3 o'clock, and I'm going to get you the location here in a second. That's going to be, I got it right here on my handy little telephone here. Let's see, it's, I got it here. Okay, it's going to be Saturday the 29th at the Southern Memorial Funeral Home, 3154 Highland Avenue. The family will be receiving friends and family beginning at 2 with a service at 3. So, and I'm sure this is on the Health and Wealth website. I think Leah said she was going to put it up there.
Right, in Facebook.
And they say in lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Matthew Cleghorn Memorial GoFundMe account set up to offset the unexpected medical and funeral expenses.
And we've gotten permission to do the car show in honor of Matthew Cleghorn.
Mm-hmm.
So our first annual car show, which will be March the 28th, will be honoring Matthew and all the achievements he achieved in life, and things will be, talked about and like the color purple. He loved purple.
Yeah. I got to find something purple to wear.
But, you know, it's a sad thing when you lose a child. I can't imagine. I mean, losing a parent was horrible to me.
Uh-huh.
And I've been around children when they were lost, you know, and it's just, it hits you hard.
Mm-hmm.
It really, you know, life is short. And we don't understand everything, and the purpose, there's a reasoning for everything. I do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that we should do the best we can for our family. I think we should do the best we can for our future and for our retirement and for, you know, our lives and our souls. And so, you know, life is short. We want to have fun. We want to honor people. and remember them. And we also want to be real good stewards and take care of things that we should take care of, not just our money, but our responsibilities.
Right.
And so there's a lot that a person could be doing or should be doing to do the right things in life. And each person has a different moral barometer, but they're all similar. You know, whether you live in the north, the barometer's a little different, but it still works the same.
Yeah.
You know, but we all need to do the right things. So, but if you have any questions at all about anything that we've talked about, feel free to call me at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Or you can go to my website at retirewithernest.com. That's retirewithernest, EARNEST.com, and leave me a message. And I'm earnest when I say, I promise you I'll get back with you.
He's always earnest. Very well said, by the way, sir. Now, there's still time to get over to Baumhauer's. Greg and the gang are over there whooping it up a little bit, I imagine, having a good time. You can get over there. And we'll be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with Terry Adams and our conspiracy show. And I got us one to go out with tonight. I guess this would be going out to the folks.
It's not that dance they've been doing over there.
No,
coronavirus
we
dance.
We did that one already. This is for the folks that allegedly took that $700,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Yeah, they took that money and run. Thanks for tuning in to the Help and Well Show. See you next time.
Back.
There you go.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.